We're continuing our journey around the listening area this morning and finding out what's going on in Brainerd. I've got Lisa Jordan on the phone. She is the director of the Crossing Arts Alliance in Brainerd. And Lisa, you guys are in your new space now for a couple of months. How's it going?
Oh, we love it. We're so excited to be downtown Brainerd, and we're just having a lot of fun.
Oh, excellent. And you've got a really cool show opening tonight.
Yes, the first exhibit of 2018. We're kicking off our exhibition schedule with a show called See the Sounds. So that is kind of exploring that relationship between sight and sound, and we've asked people to take a piece of music and create a visual piece of artwork to it. So you have to put into a visual piece what a song is about, and that's a little trickier maybe than what it seems right off the bat, but it's been a really cool experience.
I think it sounds tricky. What kinds of things have come in?
Well, we have a 6-foot-tall scrap metal bird, which is a really interesting piece. Some people have been pretty literal. They've taken pieces from or images from lyrics and painted those. So if the lyrics referenced a cat, it might be a painting of a cat. And then yet other people have been a little less representational. The experience of this show is that we have the lyrics next to the piece. We have a QR code so that people can listen to the piece of music and actually look at the visual piece of artwork while they listen to the music and kind of pick up, go, oh, I see maybe where the artist was going with this piece.
That is so cool. Are they local artists, regional artists?
They are regional, yes. Some of them have exhibited with us before, but we have a couple of new artists, new to us artists, who have pieces in here as well.
Who were they?
Well, we have a really amazing piece of metalwork from Jonathan Sell, who has done this guitar out of all these different pieces of metal, springs and things like that. We have Shailene Cole is new with us, and we have some others that have occasionally exhibited with us that we're excited about. We have Stephen Weigel and Martin Nelson and Lonnie Knutson and others.
It sounds like a great show. Your opening event is tonight?
5 till 7.
Okay.
So people can get a chance to come in after work and have an hors d'oeuvre or two and enjoy talking with the artists who are here to find out exactly what they were inspired by in their piece.
I love the fact that it's kind of a multimodal experience with being able to listen to the music and see what the artists put together, too.
Yeah, I do, too. You know, it's kind of a difficult task for the artist to do that, but this group of individuals, they stepped up and they've met the challenge and created some really interesting pieces.
What else is going on this month?
Well, right after this show comes down, we have a really quick pop-up show for a week called Take a Seat. And we actually are asking artists to come in now and choose a chair that we have gotten from our friends over at the Restore, the Habitat for Humanity Restore. And they will take this chair and either make art on it or make art from it. And then those pieces will come back to us and be on display for a week between January 30th and February 3rd. So people can come in and enjoy seeing what people did with these chairs. January 20th, we'll be doing a felting workshop here, needle felting, a pin cushion.
For more information about what you are all doing there, people can go to your website, which is crossingarts.org.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Thanks for doing all that you're doing to bring access to the arts in Brainerd.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
That's Lisa Jordan. She is the director of the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd.
That is Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.